This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you get into your day, don't forget to start it with time with God, the most important foundation of your spiritual life. It's through spending time with God, opening your Bible with a prayerful heart that says, God, I'm listening, and I want to respond to what you're saying to me about my life through your word. It's through that we grow spiritually. We grow in our relationship with God. And that's what we want, isn't it? We don't want to just try to live a good life on our own sense of right and wrong. We need God's life flowing through us. We need a whole different dynamic of life, a different way of living life. And that's what makes a Christian different, is that we have this living relationship with God. Alan Redpath has made the statement that the best place any Christian can ever be in is to be totally destitute and totally dependent upon God and know it. Isn't that great? The best place any Christian can ever be in is to be totally destitute and totally dependent upon God and know it. We're talking this week about rekindling your spiritual fire. I want to read a few verses out of Hebrews chapter 6 today, starting in verse 10. It says, "For God is not unjust, so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply you.'" Well, did he hear the warning? He said, "so that you will not be sluggish." It's easy to get to that place in our spiritual lives, isn't it? Sluggish. Not excited, not enthusiastic about the things of God. Just there's some things we know we ought to do as Christians, and so we do them. There's this kind of sense of duty and habit about our Christianity, but not a dynamic living walk with the God of the universe, who is totally involved in our lives. And the writer says, we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, not being sluggish, but imitating those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Imitate those people who are full on for God. Because God's promise to them, as to Abraham, is, "I will surely bless you." Now I know how easy it is for spiritual cooling to happen in our lives. And sometimes the problem is that our lives are too smooth. There's no challenges that are throwing us back onto God. Nothing confronting us that leaves us with a sense of personal inadequacy to face the issues of life, where we know that we need God, who is so much larger than ourselves, who can cope with and overcome any situation we face. And so often, this is why God sends tough circumstances into our lives. And sometimes when those tough circumstances come, we feel like God has abandoned us. We wonder how God could let this happen. But really, the reason God has let it happen is in order for us to recognize we need him, and we have not been pursuing him in our lives. Instead of pushing God away and saying, "How could you let this happen?" we should be running to God and saying, "Oh God, please forgive me for not paying attention to you in my life, for forgetting how much I depend on you. I'm coming back to you in complete dependence, leaning on your all-sufficiency." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.